Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we do thank you that we can be found here together in your presence.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你，我们今天能够一起在你面前聚会。
We thank you that we can be here in the name of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你们今天可以奉着你亲爱独生爱子耶稣基督的名一起聚会。
Because his precious blood has been shed for us.
因为他宝贵的血为我们流出。
We have confidence to draw near.
所以我们才能够有非常有这样自信可以跟你在一起。
And for the life that we share in him, we give you thanks.
我们在他里面一起分享生命，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we recognize your presence among us.
主耶稣基督，我们知道你今天早上与我们同在。
We acknowledge your headship over us.
我们知道你是在我们中间做头的。
Lord, we thank you. We are here at your feet.
主，我们谢谢你，我们今天在你的脚前。
Lord, as we open up your word, we confess we do not understand.
我们今天早上承认，我们打开你的话语，我们并不是全部的了解。
Lord, we want to depend upon you to speak your word again to our hearts.
我们今天要靠着你在我们的心里面说话。
Lord, unless you open our eyes, we can't see.
如果你不打开我们的眼睛，我们没有办法看见。
Unless you open our ears, we can't hear.
如果你不打开我们的耳朵，我们没有办法听见。
Lord, do grant us a heart to receive and to understand your word.
给我们一颗了解而且能够接受的心。
We give you thanks for the Holy Spirit.
我们将把我们的感谢给圣灵。
And we depend upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit for speaking, for translating, for hearing your word.
我们今天也在这里靠着圣灵，把听的、讲的、还有翻译的都交你的手中。
Thank you for this time, Lord.
谢谢你赐给我们这段时间。
Together we wait upon you and look to you.
我们今天一起在你的面前仰望等候。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Like to read a few verses from the Gospel of John.
我们今天早上看一些约翰福音的经节。
Now these verses concern our Lord Jesus and his relationship with the Apostle Philip.
我们先来看一看这些经节里面讲到耶稣基督和使徒腓力之间的关系。
And there are some real lessons we can learn from our Lord's dealing with Philip.
我们看到耶稣基督跟腓力之间的关系，我们可以在这里面学到一些功课。
Now Philip is one apostle that we probably don't think about very often.
腓力呢是一个门徒中我们不常常提到的一个门徒。
But the Lord calls him by name.
可是主常常呼求他的名字，呼叫他的名字。
And there are five different occasions in the Gospel of John where our Lord has conversation with him, dealing with him.
在约翰福音这书里面有五个地方。我们的主呢，跟腓力之间有一些交谈。
Let's consider these places.
我们来看一看这些地方。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 43.
43节。
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, Follow me.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。
Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈、彼得同城。
Verse 45.
45节。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
腓力找着拿但业对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see.
那拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。
Now from John chapter 6.
我们再看一看约翰福音第六章。
Gospel of John chapter 6 from verse 4.
约翰福音第六章第四节。
Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near.
那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
And Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
This he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道怎样要怎样行。
Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
那腓力回答说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?
有一个门徒就是西门彼得弟兄安德烈对耶稣说，这里有一个孩童，带着五个大饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
And Jesus said, make the people sit down.
耶稣说，叫你们叫众人坐下。
Then John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
John 12, verse 20.
十二章二十节。
Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人。
Then they came to Philip.Who was from Bethsaida of Galilee and asked him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus.
他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come.That the Son of Man should be glorified.
耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Finally, John chapter 14.
最后我们来看一下约翰福音十四章。
We'll read from verse 6.
我们从第六节开始读。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us.
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So now how can you say, Show us the Father?
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说，将父显给我们看呢？
Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me,Does the works.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父，做他自己的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, this burden really comes out of a study of the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹，我这个在读约翰福音的时候有这样的负担。
At our home Bible study in South Jersey Fellowship, we're studying the Gospel of John together.
在纽约新南边的时候，我们家庭聚会查的圣经就是约翰福音。
And there's something very wonderful about studying the Bible together.
在一起查经是很美好的一件事情。
I think it really pleases the Lord when His people gather together and open His Word together to consider His words.
像我们大家聚在一起读主的话的时候，我想主的心是很满足的。
Because many can testify, and I testify also, that there is special grace that's given when we study together.
我可以这样亲自的做见证，也弟兄姊妹也可以做见证。当我们一起聚会的时候，会有很大的恩典。
We can study for hours and hours in our own private closet.
如果我们自己一个人独处的时候，自己可以读经、读经、读很多小时。
And we can read a passage and think that we have already heard this and studied this before.
我们读圣经，你读过，你就觉得说啊，这好像已经看过了。
But it's very precious. Sometimes we gather together and there's light that's given that would never occur to us when we were alone.
可是当我们大家在一起查经的时候，常常有主的光照在我们中间，是让我们从来没有看过的。
And we're just reminded that we're called together to follow Him.
我们常常会被提醒说，我们是一起蒙呼召来追求的。
And in the mercy of our Lord, we can learn together what it means to follow Him.
在主的恩典怜悯当中，我们可以一起学习是怎么样一起来追求他。
When we study the gospel, we can't help but notice these disciples that the Lord called to Himself.
我们在读约翰福音还有这福音书的时候，我们就看到主怎么样呼召他的门徒。
And there's nothing that seems to be very impressive about them.
你看看这些人看起来好像不怎么起眼。
Humanly speaking, they're very common people.
就看到就在人当中，他们不过就是一些普通的人。
And even we diligently compare all of the gospels, we really don't know a whole lot about them.
如果你就算你很仔细的研读四福音书，你也看不出他们的生平有什么很大的记载。
But this very fact is significant.
不过这件事情是一件很重要的事情。
What is really important about these disciples is their relationship with the Lord Jesus.
你看到这些门徒，其实最重要的关于这些门徒的事情，就是他们跟耶稣基督之间的关系。
And it's the fact that the Lord knows them and loves them.
是一个你看到说耶稣基督知道这些人，而且爱这些人。
And that He has called them into this relationship with Himself.
他们耶稣亲自呼召这些门徒来到这样子的一个关系里面。
And in spite of their background, in spite of their history, in spite of their smallness of faith or smallness of understanding,
不管他们的历史还是他们的背景，或者是他们也不管是他们有多么的小信，
they are called in the grace of God and they are kept in the grace of God.
他们却被神呼召来在神的恩典中，而且保守他们在神的恩典中。
And you can see very clearly what the life of a disciple is.
你可以看到说一个门徒的生命是怎么样的一个生命。
It's a life of getting to know the Lord Jesus.
是一个认识主耶稣的生命。
And discovering that everything you think you know about Him is really nothing.
去发现说你以为你自己认识知道的东西其实是没什么。
Even though you know Him, there's always more of Him to know.
你好像觉得你知道，其实有更多的事情你可以知道。
And when you think you finally understand, He'll take a turn or He'll do something that completely baffles you.
有的时候你觉得说我已经彻底的了解了，突然他会让你看到另外的亮光，发现说你完全不知道。
And out of every kind of situation like this, a disciple will recognize two things.
在这样的情况中，门徒认识两件事情。
How small I am.
第一件事情就是我是多么的微小。
And how great Jesus is.
主是多么的伟大。第二件事。
I discover again and again that I'm much smaller than I thought I was.
一直让我不断不断的发现我比我自己想的还要微小。
And I discover again and again that He is much greater than I realized.
我却不断不断的发现主是比我想象的还要更伟大。
And from the beginning of the gospel accounts, even to the very end, the disciples are making this discovery.
你发现从福音书的开始到福音书的结束，门徒一直在这样做，有这样的发现。
And this is something of the heart of what it means to follow Him.
这个呢，就是心，一个人的心怎么样，一个追求主的心就是这个样子。
The first time the Lord Jesus said, Follow me in the Gospel of John is right here in the first chapter.
当主第一次说来跟从我，就是我们刚刚在约翰福音第一章读的东西。
You see, there are five who are called to follow him.
你看到就有五个跟叫呼召他们来跟从。
And Philip is directly and personally called by the Lord Jesus.
腓力是一个门徒被主直接直接跟他讲叫他来跟从他的一个门徒。
The last chapter of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音最后一章里面
The final word spoken by our Lord Jesus.
主说的最后一些话
After he had been raised from the dead.
当他从死里复活以后
After he had appeared to his disciples several times.
当他已经死里复活从在给门徒显现很多次以后
He spoke to the apostle Peter.
他对彼得这么说
Concerning his brother.
讲到他的弟兄
If it's my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
对彼得，你记不记得他对彼得讲说，如果我要他等到我复活的，等到我再来的时候，跟你有什么关系？你来跟从我吧。
So from the beginning to the end, the gospel is about following him.
所以整个福音书你看到就是 it's all 对不起。那个就是要跟从主耶稣。
And following him is about getting to know him.
跟从主就是认识主
And knowing him is more than just knowing about him.
知道呢其实你真正认识他跟知道是不太一样
John tells us there are many things that the Lord Jesus did and said that were not recorded in this book.
那个约翰福音这边跟我们讲有很多东西主说的并没有在这边写下来
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
So, 这一些书籍写下来是让我们能够相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And that believing in him, you may have life in his name.
相信主，所以就能够在他的名，在他的名下得到生命。
Knowing him is having life in his name.
知道他呢，就是在他的名字里面我们得到生命。
Following him is believing him and having life in his name.
跟从他就是相信他，而且在他里面得到生命。
Now, what's so special about Philip?
我们看腓力有什么特别的地方
？Philip is definitely, he was sort of a background disciple.
你看到腓力就是一个不是就是
，He's hidden.
还不是很重要的一个门徒，不常常看到他在圣经上提到他。
We know that Peter, James, and John, they were always first.
我们看到每次都看到这些彼得啊雅各啊他们每次都是出头的。
And Andrew is usually mentioned just after.
然后讲完这些人以后安德烈每次都会提到一下。
And it's not until after these four that you read about Philip.
然后这些门徒都提完了以后你才会发现腓力被稍微提一下。
And occasionally, when you least expect it, Philip would just speak up.
然后你有的时候出乎意料的，有时候腓力会讲一些奇奇怪怪的话。
And what he says, it doesn't really seem to be all that wise.
然后他有时候讲的话呢，也不是很好像很有哲理这样。
He's just speaking out what he thinks.
他有的时候只是讲他脑子想什么，他就说什么。
And the Lord's response to him is not to sort of commend him necessarily.
可是你看到主对他的回话，有的时候并不是命令他。
Probably the response of the Lord was not expected by Philip either.
有的时候你看到主的回话，连腓力自己都没有想到。
But Philip is presented to us as an example.
腓力对我们来说是一个例子。
Surely the Lord spoke more to Philip than is recorded in the gospel.
我想主对腓力讲的话比圣经上所记载还要多。
What is recorded is for our learning.
可是这些记载下来是有对我们有学习上的意义。
There's something representative about these 12 disciples.
这些十二个门徒里面各有它的意义。
The Lord's dealings with them are representative.
每一个主耶稣对他们个人的对待他们的方式都有它的意义。
Their experiences of him are representative.
他们跟主耶稣之间的关系还有经历都是有一个特别的代表。
And there's something about following Jesus that Philip represents to us.
所以你看到腓力在跟从主的这个道路上，他也代表了一个层面。
So we do well to pay attention to our brothers who've gone before.
所以我们注意这些在我们之前的弟兄的行为。
And not to think that we're so much different than them.
不要想说我们跟他们有什么不同。
Probably the Holy Spirit inspired the apostle to write these accounts because of our similarity to those disciples.
我想圣灵感动这些门徒把这些话这些门徒的事情记下来，是因为我们可能也跟他有非常相似的地方。
So let's just consider just very briefly.
我们很短暂、很短的来看一下。
Now you have the verses. I would encourage you to read them again.
我鼓励你们回家以后可以自己继续再读这些圣经。
And to meditate upon these incidents.
然后在这些事件里面仔细的思想。
The first one, John 1:43.
我们看一下第一章，约翰福音第一章43节。
We're just told that Jesus had a desire to go to Galilee.
我们看到耶稣基督想要到加利利去。
Now at this time, most likely, he was in the place where John was baptizing disciples.
他那时候大概是在约翰给门徒施洗约翰给门徒施洗的地方。
At least in that vicinity.
应该是在那附近。
Verse 28 would suggest that.
28节你大概就可以看到那些地方。
We look into our study Bibles and it seems that the scholars are in disagreement about where they may have been.
有的时候查经我们看到一些圣经学者对这方面有一些不同的意见。
The fact is they were not in Galilee.
说他们并不是在加利利。
And Jesus wanted to go to Galilee.
说耶稣想要到加利利去。
Now, one study Bible that I looked at is sometimes study Bibles can be helpful.
有一些解经书有的时候可以帮助我们。
But you always have to be a little careful with study Bible.
不过你看那些书的时候，你要稍微的小心一点。
Now I read one study Bible and it says something like this about verse 43 and 44.
有一本书上面就这么讲，43、44节这样说。
It said we should not think that Philip came to Jesus without being evangelized by another disciple.
他们觉得说，腓力不来的时候并没有他可能是受到其他的门徒传福音给他，他才会来。
Because we're told that Philip was from the same town as Peter and Andrew.
因为这边讲到说，腓力是从安德烈和彼得同一个城里面来的。
And so probably they introduced him to the Lord.
所以那圣经上面就讲说，大概是他们把他介绍给耶稣的。
They probably grew up together.
他们也许是一起长大的。
They might have been friends already.
他们也许早就是朋友了。
And so it makes sense that they would have introduced Philip to the Lord, whom they met first.
所以说这两个人介绍腓力给耶稣是一件很理所当然的事情。
The trouble is that that's very reasonable, but we might miss something important.
可是这边我看到一些问题，就是说这看起来好像很有道理，可是我们也许会失去一些重要的东西。
We're told that the Lord Jesus went to Galilee.
我们看到这边有清楚的讲说，耶稣到加利利。
It was in his heart to go. He desired to go. He purposed to go, and he went.
看到说耶稣想要往加利利去，然后他就去了。他去了以后找到了腓力。
He went to Galilee, he found Philip.
他去加利利，然后找到了腓力。
And then it's mentioned that he personally called Philip.
然后这边又讲说，耶稣基督亲自的对腓力讲说，呼召他。
And after that, we're told that Philip was from the same town.
然后呼召他完了以后，才提到说他跟彼得、安德烈是同一个城长大的。
I think really the point of this is we need to see how personal Philip's call was.
我们必须要在这里看到一点，就是说腓力的呼召是一件很是主亲自的一个呼召。
If the Lord found Philip, it was because the Lord was looking for him.
如果耶稣今天找到腓力，是因为主耶稣自己去找他，亲自去找他。
And the Lord was always looking for those whom the Father had given him.
主耶稣找的是那些父给他的人。
This was his thought about those who would follow him.
这是他对那些跟从人的想法。
As he said in John 6, all the Father has given me, they will come to me.
他在约翰福音第六章里面讲说，父给我的，他们会来到我面前。
And whoever comes to me, I'll never cast them out.
如果来到我面前的，我绝对不会撇弃他们。
He also said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him."
他也讲说，没有人能够来到我面前，除非父叫他们到我的面前。
And I'll raise them up on the last day, he said.
说我在末日的时候会叫他们复活。
The Scripture says, "And they shall all be taught by God."
所以圣经上说他们会都亲自的受到神的教导。
Whoever has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
所以听到父又学习从父那边学习到东西的才会来到耶稣的面前。
So the Lord, when he went from one place to another, he wasn't just trying to get people to follow him.
当耶稣在各城往来的时候，他并不是只是跑来跑去让人家来跟从他。
He was walking in communion with his heavenly Father.
他在走这段路的时候，他其实跟父之间有交通。
And he recognized in this one and in that one and in that one.There's one whom the Father has given.
所以他能够认出来说这个是父所交给他的。
And one by one, they came to him.
然后一个接着一个他们来到耶稣的面前。
And you discover he wasn't surprised when they came to him.
你发现说耶稣并没有很惊讶当他们来到他的面前的时候。
It was like he already knew them.
就好像他已经知道这些人来到他的面前。
And he received them.
而且他接受了他们。
Not because they were so impressive.
不是因为他们是一个很伟大的人。
Not because they were zealous in volunteering.
不是因为他们是一个很热心的人。
He received them as the Father's gift to him.
他接受他们是因为好像是父给他的一个礼物一样。
And you'll notice when they all turned and left him, he wasn't worried either.
你发现说这些人转身离开的时候，他也并不会很担心。
Because he recognized that the Father would keep them.
他知道说父可以保守他们在他里面。
There was something eternal about this relationship.
这个样的关系是一个永恒的关系。
The Father in his love for the Son.
一个父和子的一个爱的关系。
Has prepared a gift for his Son.
是准备了一个为他儿子的一个礼物。
A people separated from the world.
一群被从世界上分别出来的人。
Called to be his companion.
呼召成为他们的同伴。
To be for him alone.
呼召成为他的门徒。
To be with him where he is.
不管他到哪里，他们跟着他。
And to behold his glory.
然后看到他的荣耀。
To really see this is the only begotten Son of the Father.
真正的看到说他就是神唯一独生的儿子。
Full of grace.
充满了恩典。
Full of truth.
充满了真理。
The important thing about Philip's call.
我们看到腓力的呼召的重要性是。
This is true of your call and my call.
这是跟你我的呼召是一样。
It begins in the heart of God.
是在开始的时候是在神的心里开始的。
It's on the initiative of the Lord Jesus.
是一个主耶稣的一个开启。
He knew me before I know him.
在我还不认识他的时候，他都已经认识我了。
I did not seek after him.
我并没有去找他。
He sought after me.
他来找我。
I was not trying to find God.
我不是在找神。
He found me.
是神找到了我。
I never volunteered to serve Jesus.
我从来没有自愿的去跟从耶稣。
He called me.
是他呼召了我。
And it's not in the first place that there were some friends or loved ones who knew Jesus.
不是因为我有一些亲朋好友认识耶稣。
Because it's never my friends or my loved ones that could really keep me in all the times that I've gone astray.
因为你想想，并不是我的亲朋好友能够在我的属灵道路上一直保守我。
What is it that brings my wandering heart back to Him?
如果我的心有偏离的时候，是谁把我的心带回到他的面前？
Because I can't deny that I was personally met by Jesus Christ.
因为我没有办法否认我是亲自被耶稣基督遇到的一个人。
I know that He's real.
我知道他是真的。
Because He came to me and introduced Himself to me.
因为他来到了面前，亲自的把他介绍给我。
I know that He's more than just religion.
我知道他不只是一个宗教。
Because I met Him.
因为我遇见了他。
And it's not that I met Him, it's that He met me.
不是我去遇他，而是他来找我。
It's not that I volunteered.
不是我自愿。
I know that He has called me.
我知道他呼召了我。
And brothers and sisters, this is really the heart of our following Him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们跟从他的一个心。
If we're just talking about Christianity as a religion that we take up,
如果我们只是讲基督教像一个宗教的一样,
we might have an interest in Christian things,
我们也许对, 一些 基督教的东西有兴趣,
and we might take it up for a while, and after a while we just lay it down.
也许我们看看有兴趣, 过一阵子失去兴趣以后就丢掉了。
We got interested in this thing, well, we just get interested in something else.
有人让我觉得现在对这个有兴趣, 过两天我对另外的东西有兴趣。
But if you've been met by the Lord Jesus,
如果你今天亲自被耶稣基督遇见,
you can't deny that you met him.
你不能够否认说我曾经遇见了他。
You might know that you're unworthy.
你也许知道你自己不配,
you might know that you're unable.
也许你知道你自己不能,
you might see more failure in your life than success.
也许你在你的生命中看到失败多于成功,
but the fact remains,
不过事实是这样子,
he saw me.
他找到我,
he sought after me.
他今天来找我,
he found me.
他找到了我,
he called me by name.
而且他呼召了我的名字,
I'm his.
我现在是他的人。
So that if I walk away,
如果我今天有一天走开,
I'm not just walking away from a doctrine.
我今天走开, 离开的不是一个道理,
I'm walking away from one who loves me.
我离开的是一位爱我的主,
and has continued to love me.
一直爱我的主,
in spite of me.
不管我怎么样,
now, brothers and sisters, this is the foundation of what it means to follow.
弟兄姊妹, 这是跟从主的一个基本的道理。
It's something very personal.
是一个非常, 亲密的一件事情。
Our meeting of him is personal.
我们今天跟他在一起的关系是很个人的关系。
His calling of us is personal.
他今天告诉呼召我们也是一个很个人的关系。
Our responding to him is personal.
我们今天对他的回应也是一个个人的关系。
And devotion to him is personal.
我们今天在他身上的专注 也是很个人的关系。
Whether everyone else turns away,
不管别人怎么样,
I still must give account to him.
我还是对他一样的忠心。
Even if everyone else,
不管说别人怎么样,
turns their back and goes away,
也许他们都, 背叛远离了,
that doesn't provide an excuse for me.
我个人来说, 并没有任何的借口可以让我这么做。
Because I will give a personal accounting to him.
因为我跟他之间的关系是真实而且亲密的。
Now the second little passage is when Philip goes to his friend.
我们看到第二段经文的时候是腓力到他朋友那里去。
Philip had a friend Nathanael.
找到他的朋友拿但业。Now
we know Nathanael lived in Cana.
我们知道拿但业是住在 where?
That's some ways away from Bethsaida.
拿但业住在一个地方，在跟伯赛大有一段距离。Now
they were acquainted with one another.
他们认识彼此。We
know that Nathanael was a student of the Scriptures.
你知道拿但业是一个读经的人。And
probably Philip and Nathanael would study the Scriptures together.
腓力大概跟拿但业常常一起读圣经上的东西。What's
the first thing that he says?
他第一句话跟他说了什么呢？
We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote about.
我们看到那个45节就说, 他就对他说, 摩西在律法上所写的,
so they were both familiar with what Moses and all the prophets wrote about.
和众先知的那一位我们遇见了, 所以他们自己都知道说, 摩西圣经上写的事情。
But Philip comes to Nathanael and said, we have found him of whom they wrote about.
所以腓力来到拿但业那边就跟他讲说, 诶, 我们读的那一位, 我已经找到了。
Jesus
Yesu
Nazareth.
他说拿撒勒人耶稣,
the son of Joseph.
约瑟的儿子。
He made it very clear who he was talking about.
他讲得非常清楚说我讲的是谁。
This person,
这个人,
Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒人耶稣,
son of Joseph.
约瑟的儿子。
It wasn't anything general.
没有说随随便便就带过去了。
Very specific.
讲得非常的清楚。
And brothers and sisters, is more than a Bible study.
这比圣经读经还多。
It's the fulfillment of what's written.
是一个应许成就的一个记载。
Now, I wonder if you ever thought about this.
我不知道你们有没有这么想过。
We can invite others to come to a Bible study.
我们常常可以请人家来一起参加查经班。
And we might say we would like to share about the one whom Moses and the prophets wrote about.
也许我们会说, 哎, 我们想要跟你分享一下这个摩西和众先知所记载的那一位。
And also Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote about him also.
然后我也想跟你分享, 就是说约翰福音, 马太福音, 马太那些人记载的这一位。
And the Apostle Paul, he wrote a lot about him as well.
使徒保罗也写了很多关于他的事情。
And we come to meet him and get to know about him as we study the Bible together.
当我们来查经的时候，我们就会遇见他，然后学习他很多的事情。But
brothers and sisters, don't you see that our study of the Bible is much more than that?
所以，当我们查经的时候，弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们圣经其实比这还要更多。If
we're just reading about someone,
如果我们只是来就是读一个人的故事。
It's no different than Philip and Nathaniel before they met the Lord.
那跟那个腓力跟拿但业之前在读摩西先知写的这些事情没有什么两样。
Philip was not inviting Nathaniel to a Bible study.
腓力并没有邀请拿但业来参加查经班。
You come and meet the fulfillment of these words.
腓力请他来看耶稣基督。
Now that is a bold claim.
这是一个很大胆的宣告。
And Nathaniel had a sincere heart.
拿但业的心是一个真实的心。
So he expressed his misgivings.
所以他就把他心里所想的讲出来了。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
那拿撒勒人出什么好东西？
Now perhaps he was just prejudiced against the Nazarene.
也许他对拿撒勒人有偏见。
Most likely, his understanding was that no prophet or no Messiah would come from Galilee.
也许他的知识上面了解说，从来没有从拿撒勒那边出什么先知。
And so you say, we found him who's the fulfillment, and yet you say he's the Nazarene.
然后你跟他讲说，我们现在找到了圣经上说的那一位，你却说他是个拿撒勒人。
That doesn't make sense.
没什么道理吧。
He was an honest man.
他很诚实的这么说。
And Philip's response is instructive.
你看到腓力的回答是一个很直接的一个回答。
You know the term apologetics.
你知道说有一些人讲话很有道歉的口吻。
The defense of the faith.
有一些人为了好像
give many reasons to believe.
就是给你有很多常常为了真理而抗争跟你一起 fight 这样。
Did Philip present a list of 10 reasons why Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah?
你看到腓力有在这里说给你十个理由为什么耶稣基督是圣经上说的预言的那一位吗？
It would be silly for him to do that.
他如果这样做的话，就看起来就很。
First of all, he may not have been able to do that at that point.
他如果这么做就很傻，因为他大概也做不出来。
But he did what he could.
不过他做了他可以做的事情。
And what he did is the heart of everything.
他做的这件事情确实是事情的核心。
Come and see.
你就来看嘛。
Come and see for yourself.
自己来看你就知道了。
It's not anything I can say to you that will convince you.
我没有办法跟你解释很清楚。
But you meet him.
不过你需要他,
you'll be convinced.
你来看他，你就会相信了。Brothers
and sisters, this is really the heart of introducing Christ.
介绍耶稣基督，这个就是他的重点和核心。It's
not what I know about him.
不是我知道他什么东西。It's
not how skillful I am in my answers to questions.
不是说我的口才有多好，能够答辩如流。
Do you have the reality?
你有没有这个事情的真实性?
Do you know Jesus?
你认识耶稣吗?
Do you know where he can be found?
你知道在哪里可以找到他?
If you do, you say, come and see.
如果你知道，你就可以说来看。
Now that's a very bold thing to say.
这是一个很大胆的一件事情。
Because you are claiming that I know where he is.
因为你跟人家讲说，我知道在哪里可以找到他。
And you're claiming that if you come with me, I can show you Jesus.
而且你跟人家夸下海口说，你只要来看，你就可以发现他是。
A very bold claim.
是一个很大胆的讲话。
But it's really very simple if it's true.
可是如果是真的的话，你就发现其实是很简单的事情。
And we see this is the case with Philip and Nathaniel.
你看到拿但业和腓力之间的关系，这一次发生的事情就是这样子。
Do you know him?
你知道他吗？
Do you know where he can be found?
你认识，你知道他可以在哪里找到他吗？
If there are those who don't know him,
如果你不知道他，
and they come to our midst,
如果他来到我们的中间，
can they find him here?
他们可，你可不可以在他中，在这里找到他呢？
Is he here?
他在我们中间吗？
To be found.
可不可以找到他？
Now, that's a very testing thing.
这是一个好像有一点试验的性质。
But Philip shows us knowing him is more than knowing the Bible.
腓力在这里让我们看到说，认识耶稣跟认识圣经上讲的事情是两回事。
And you can only share what you have.
你只能够跟人家分享，跟别人分享你所拥有的东西。
And you can only give what you have received.
你只能够给予别人你所拥有的东西。
There's a dear sister in our prayer meeting.
在我们祷告会里面有一位姊妹。
And she asked us to pray for one of her close friends.
她请我们为她一个很好的朋友祷告。
She has not received the Lord yet.
她还没有信主。
And she shared with us that her friend is involved in all kinds of New Age religious things.
她跟我们分享说，她这位朋友呢，参加了很多新世代的一些宗教的奇奇怪怪的活动。
All kinds of idolatries and false spirituality.
这些拜偶像还有拜邪灵的一大堆的东西。
And she said that she didn't know how to talk to her.
她说我根本不知道从何跟她说起。
That she felt like she had to study about all of these New Age things.
她觉得说，如果我要跟她讲话，我是不是应该要把这些东西都搞清楚
？So that she would know how to answer all of her friend's questions.
所以她如果朋友开始问一些奇奇怪怪问题的时候，我可以回答她。
And we were reminded, well, that's why we come to the prayer meeting.
我就跟她讲说，这就是为什么我们来祷告会的原因。
We want to bring her to the Lord.
我们要把他带到神的面，带到神的面前。
And we want to invite her to the Lord.
我们想要邀请他来到主的面前。
I read a testimony from a young brother.
我看到一位年轻弟兄的见证。
That he said when he was a teenager, he went out to the West Coast.
他说他是年轻还是 teenager 的时候，就是十几岁的时候就到西岸。
And he wanted to find out what is the meaning of life.
他到西岸找求生命的意义。
What is the purpose of his life?
说我人生的意义是什么。
And he met a Christian when he was there.
他在那边的时候遇到了一位基督徒。
And the Christian showed kindness to him.
那位基督徒对他很好。
And the Christian shared the gospel briefly.
跟他短暂的传了一段福音。
And said, would you like to pray to Jesus now?
说你现在愿不愿意跟耶稣基督祷告
？And he said, "No, I'm not ready."
他说我还没有准备好。
And he said, "The friend waited a minute or so and said, 'Are you ready now?'"
他朋友等了一分钟以后说，那你现在准备好了吗
？And he said, "No, I'm not ready."
他说我还没有准备好。
And he waited another minute or so and then he said, "Are you ready now?"
他又等了一分钟说，你现在准备好了吗
？And the young man said.That he realized the point of it.
他的朋友，这个年轻人突然了解什么这个意思。
That in himself he would never be ready.
说突然了解说，在他自己的里面，他永远没有办法。
And he decided one thing I can do is prove whether this whole thing is true or not right here and now.
他突然了解说，我没办法准备好，可是我现在可以证明这件事情到底是真的还是假的。
And I will kneel down.And I will call upon the name.
他说我跪下来，然后我呼求这个名。
I will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus.
我呼求主耶稣基督的名。
And his testimony was that when he did that,
他的见证是说，当他这样做的时候
，suddenly he sensed the presence of God.
他突然感觉到神的同在。
And all of the doubt.That was a stronghold in his heart. It was removed.
在他心里面所有的疑惑刹那间都被拿走了。
And he said, it didn't make any sense to me, but somehow, right then and there, I just knew.
他说 虽然我理没知识上没有办法理解，可是那时那在那一刹那，他突然就知道了。
And when I got up from my knees, I knew that I would never be the same again.
当他跪起来的时候，他就知道他不会再是同样的一个人了。
Do we know Jesus?
我们认识耶稣吗？
Do we know where he can be found?
我们知道耶稣在哪里可以被找到吗？
Then we can invite another to come and see.
然后我们就可以请别人也来看他。
Now the next time about Philip is in John chapter 6.
然后我们再看看说约翰福音又讲到腓力的地方是在第六章。
Now I know it's time to stop.
我知道我们该停了。
But maybe a few minutes, I'll share one more.
让我再分享一点，给我几分钟的时间。
You know this incident very well.
这件就是我们非常熟悉的经文。
It was the time when the Lord Jesus was ministering to the multitudes, and it was out in the wilderness.
这是在耶稣在旷野传道的一件事情。
It was wilderness, not in the sense that it's desert.
不是说很荒凉的地方啦。
Because there was much grass there.
因为那边有一些还有一些草。
It was wilderness, though, in that the nearest place where you could buy the supplies was very far away.
就是说，说旷野的意思就是说，离近的城可以买东西的一些地方还有一段距离啊。
And so they're presented with this problem.
所以呢，这时候我们就遇到一个问题。
There is a great need.
这时候有一个很大的需要。
There are thousands of hungry people there.
有五千好几千人没有东西吃。
And the reason they're there is to listen to Jesus.
他们之所以到那里是因为听耶稣讲道的关系。
Maybe they were curious.
也许他们只是好奇。
Maybe they had some special need that they hoped that Jesus would meet that need.
也许呢，他们有一些特别的需要，他们希望耶稣可以成全他们。
Whatever their need, they had followed him out to this remote place.
不管怎么样，一大堆人那时候到了这个，跟着耶稣到了很荒凉的地方。
And it was getting late.
时间已经晚了。
And it was too far for them to travel back to get provision.
晚到一个地步呢，他们大概没有时间走回去找他们吃的东西。
And the Lord had a mind to provide for them.
主那时候有一个心意要供应他们。
But this is where we see Philip again.
我们看到腓力又出现了。
Now, Philip didn't have a bright suggestion.
腓力的建议并不是很聪明。
I'm sure he was probably content just to leave it to the Lord.
他也许觉得说，啊，这件事情交给主做就好了。
But this is the lesson of discipleship.
这是呢，门徒的一个功课。
There's a great need.
有需要。
This need is far greater than any disciple can meet.
这一个很大的需要，这么多人要吃，是门徒没有办法解决的事情。
And the Lord already knows what he himself is going to do.
主在那时候已经知道他自己要做什么。
But he invites the disciple into this problem.
可是他那时候却让门徒一起来开个会。
Where shall we buy bread?
他就问他们说，我们到哪里去买饼呢？
That these may eat.
所以这些人可以吃饱。
Now, the Lord didn't say I, he said we.
他那时候并没有说我，主并没有这么说，他说我们。
So he impressed upon Philip's heart that this situation has something to do with you.
所以呢，他那时候就让腓力的心觉得说，这件事情跟你有点关系。
I want you to consider, to feel the need.
说你应该来好好想想现在我们面对的这个问题。
And he also, he didn't say, how will God provide food for them?
你也看到说，他并没有一开始的时候提到说，跟他们讲说神怎么样会把东西供应给这些人。
He said, where shall we buy?
他把这个问题带到一个地步是说，这是我们要去哪里买面包。
Now we're told that he said this because he was testing.
我们在经文上有看到说，他这么讲是因为要试验腓力。
Now did Philip pass the test.
我们看腓力到底考试有没有过关。
I have to admit, this is intriguing. I work for a testing business.
我看到这件事情很好玩的，因为我做的工作就是一个试验测试的一个工作。
And I write a lot of test questions.
我常常呢写很多很多的考题。
And so I always wonder, well, is this a good test?
我常常在想思考，就是说这是一个好的考题嘛。
And if it's a good test, did this examinee pass the test?
如果这是一个好的考题，他有没有通过这个考试？
It's a little difficult to see.
所以在这边呢，我们看到说有一点很难分辨。他有回答。
Was it the correct answer?
可是这个问题回答的答案对不对呢？
Well, some things my students always ask me at the end of the exam.
所以我在考试完的时候，我的学生常常问我
，Do you give partial credit?
你有。你会不会给我一半答对的分数
？I think you know Philip was partly right.
所以你在这里看到说，腓力可能是有一部分是对的。
But there was more that the Lord wanted him to learn.
可是主想要他学习的功课比他学习到的还要更多。
It was the Lord that asked Philip to consider how they would buy bread.
他主想要腓力去想一想他们要怎么去买面包这件事情。
And he entered into a sober reckoning and calculation of how much it would cost to supply bread to everyone that he estimated.
然后腓力那时候就像我们一样就用他的脑子想一想说我们要多少怎么样怎么样才可以让这么多人吃饱。
And he said, even if we took 200 days pay, which 200 denarii,
他就讲说就算我们拿我们200天的工资就是20两银子。
That wouldn't be enough for each one to have even a little bit.
就算这样子我们买所有的东西他们一点吃一点也都不够。
Now, is that true?
是真的吗?
Yes, that's true.
哦,是真的啊。
Is it correct?
是对吗?对不对?
Well, he makes it seem as if they just need more money, right?
他让他感让我们的感觉说我们好像只要有多一点钱就可以办这件事。
300 denarii, maybe?
啊 ,maybe, 30两银子
够够。400 denarii.
40两银子够
够。The Lord's not asking him how much it would cost.
主 你注意到这边并没有问他说买这么多要多少钱。
He's not asking him how much they had.
也没有问他们说有多少。
He asked them, where are you going to get it?
可是他问了一个问题说哪里你在哪里可以买到
Now this is very wise.
这是很聪明很智慧的一件事情。
If you buy at the right place,
如果你在一个对的地方买东西
it may not matter how much you have.
Wow.
If you buy at the right place, you got it? You got
it?
Okay, go, go.
I'm just impressed.如果说你在哪里买东西 你多少钱也许就不重要了。
In other words, you may not need more money.
也许你买了很便宜
You need a better place to shop.
所以你到一个便宜的店你可以买很多。
Now, the Lord was the one who talked about buying.
主是亲自他是那个在讲说买东西的这个人。
So what could he have meant?
所以他什么意思呢
How much?
多少
Would it cost?
没有讲说多少钱呢、啊、
He didn't ask him about price.
他没有讲多少钱呢、啊
How much do you have?
没有讲说你有多少钱。
He didn't ask him about money.
没问。
But he did ask him where to transact business.
可是他却清楚地讲说我们要在哪里做这件生意。
And that was something that perhaps Philip didn't consider.
这个腓力却没有想到这个层面。
Where shall we buy bread?
在哪里买?
You know, Isaiah 55 is very precious.
你看以赛亚书五十五章是很特别的一个地方。
It's an invitation.
是一个邀请函。
Everyone who's thirsty.
说所有渴的人。
Right at verse 1. Come to the waters.
Give me a minute.
55 verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。你们一切渴的。都当进来进水来
And you who have no money
没有银钱的也可以来
Come, buy, and eat
你们都来买了吃
Yes, come, buy wine and milk
来买不用银钱不用价值可以买酒和牛奶
Bread, wine, milk
酒面包牛奶
It's the marketplace
是市场
Without money without price.
不用钱也没有价值。
Now that's very different.
诶，很特别哈。
You don't need money.
你不需要钱。
Because money can't buy it.
因为钱也买不到。
It has no price.
没有价值。
Because you can't afford it.
因为你付不起。
But it is necessary to come.
可是你只要来才可以得到。
And to transact business with the one who has the supply.
要跟那位有的上面的做生意。
Now that's our Lord's instruction to us.
这是神给我们的教导。
He's present there.
他的存在。
And we see from the five loaves and the two fishes that are given to him.
我们看到五饼二鱼，把小孩子的五饼二鱼给了他。
In the Lord's hand,
在主的手中
there's more than enough.
就充足的有余。
So the lesson for Philip was twofold.
所以你看到腓力这边两个功课。
He has to see the insufficiency of self.
他第一件事情看到说，我们看到自己的不足。
The best that we could do.
看到人可以做的事情最多。
All of the resources that we could gather.
最多我们能够做的事情也就是。
It's not enough to make even a small difference.
就是我们所再大的能力加起来也不会有什么影响。
Even 200 days pay seems like a lot.
想想看,200天的工资好像很多。
But what the Lord supplies,
可是主亲自给我们的。
Even it seems like nothing at all.
就算看起来好像只有五饼二鱼这么小的东西。
Is actually more than sufficient.
确实充充足足的够我们用。
You have to gather up the leftovers.
你们要聚集，而且还要把那些剩下的都收起来。
It's our insufficiency that is the ground of His sufficiency.
是我们的不足才成为主的充足。
In order to know how rich He is,
我们要知道主有多么的丰富。
You have to know how poor you are.
必须要先知道自己有多么的缺乏。
Because unless you're convinced of your own poverty,
当你自己承认你自己的不足的时候
，you'll never go to him to receive the supply.
你才能够来到这边拿到他的供应。
Now this is a lesson that disciples have to learn again and again and again.
这是门徒必须要一再学习、一再学习的功课。
The precious hymn that we sang this morning,
今天早上我们唱的诗歌。
About the fresh supply.
看到主新鲜的供应。
Hour by hour, day by day.
日日的供应。
There's a need to do business with the Lord.
我们必须要来到主这边跟他做生意。
Definite transactions with the Lord.
跟主做生意。
I know that He's very rich.
我知道他是丰富。
I know that I'm very poor.
我知道我是缺乏。
But I know that He's invited me to come to Him.
我知道他邀请我来到他的面前。
Without money.
不用钱
without price,
不用没有价钱
to receive freely,
去承受一个
his provision,
他的供应
he is the bread of life,
他是一个生命的粮
he is the grace of God,
他是神的恩典
and we do our business with God alone,
我们只要单单的来到神的面前跟他做生意
our brothers and sisters, maybe this is sufficient for today,
我想今天我们讲到这里够了
May the Lord put His word into our hearts.
希望主把他的话亲自放在我们的心里。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for time of fellowship.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的时间。
Truly, Lord, your grace is sufficient for us.
真的，主，你的恩典够我们用。
But oh Lord, we pray that we may learn our own insufficiency.
我们在这里祷告，求你让我们看到我们自己的不足。
Oh Lord, that we can be found.
哦主，所以我们可以。被你寻找
following you,
可以跟从你
appreciating you,
感激你
Lord, we thank you for our brother Philip.
我们谢谢我们腓力弟兄
continue to teach us from your words, we pray.
在你的继续的在你的话语跟我们教导
In Jesus' precious name.
你奉耶稣基督宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.